call this special planning meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing.
This special meeting or the next meeting?
This is the planning.
Just a session.
Yeah. Okay, no disclosure. Presentation by administration, item three.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, and members of council. The first item for council's consideration tonight is a public meeting to consider a housekeeping amendment to the zoning bylaw initiated by the town. The town of Amesburg adopted zoning bylaw 1999-52 on November 8th of 1999. Since the intent of a comprehensive zoning bylaw is to ensure that it remains up to date and in conformity with the town's official plan and other provincial legislation, regular housekeeping amendments are required to deal with technical and housekeeping matters. I'm just going to scroll down to the proposed amending bylaw so that council can see it as I go through the recommended modifications. Okay, the first item for council's consideration is the conformity date in the bylaw. It's been proposed for amendment from 1976 to 2000. The purpose of the date in the bylaw is for land uses to claim legal nonconforming on their property. The legal nonconforming use is typically determined by reviewing old bylaws and through discussion with neighbors regarding the length of time the use has continued on a property. A legal nonconforming use must be continuous on a property. It is recommended that 39 years is an unreasonable length of time. Presently, we have 1976 in our bylaws, the legal nonconforming date, and it is recommended for modification and update up to January 1st of 2000 as a reasonable date to look back in time and be able to confirm legal nonconforming status. The second item for council's consideration, you'll see listed as item three in the bylaw, or I should say number two is just a modification and correction to a definition. Item three is amending the maximum area for accessory buildings in residential zones. Currently, the bylaw limits the size of accessory buildings in residential zones to 1,076 square feet and a maximum of 10% the lot area. There are varying sizes in residential zones, including larger parcels on Front Road, Second Concession, Texas Road, Pike Road, just as some examples of areas that have larger residential zones. The Committee of Adjustment is receiving a continuous influx of minor variances by individuals seeking to build accessory buildings larger than 1,076 square feet, as several of these parcels, or many parcels throughout town, have several acres of land, which could certainly accommodate larger than 1,076 square feet as an accessory building. The recommendation is to remove the regulation of 1,076 square feet as the minimum, but to maintain the provision permitting the maximum size at 10% the lot area, so that the lot area will regulate the size of the accessory building. The Committee of Adjustment is supportive of this amendment and has recommended that it be brought forward for Council's consideration. The next item for Council's consideration you'll see listed as number four is a modification to Section 319, the open storage provisions in the zoning bylaw. The modification is recommended that open storage be associated with the main use of a property. There have been a number of instances in the town in the last few years where open storage has occurred on commercial and recreational properties where there is no main use in existence. Due to a lack of clarity in the zoning bylaw regarding open storage on vacant properties, the regulation of this activity has been challenging. This amendment should assist with regulating instances of open storage on vacant properties in town. It should be noted that the words main and use are both defined in the town zoning bylaw. There are a number of recommended modifications to section 14 of the town zoning bylaw, which regulates residential modular home park provisions as well. All of these provisions are in conformity with the town's official plan. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper as required and circulated to required agencies. ERCA provided comments that they have no objection to the application. In conclusion, pending comments received at this public meeting, it is recommended that the housekeeping zoning bylaw be directed for approval at a future council meeting.
Councilor Milaj?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rebecca, so if I have a 10,000 square foot lot and I've got a house and a garage and I've got 4,000 square feet on it, I'm allowed to still put another 1,000 square foot of accessory buildings on it. Is that correct? For a total lot coverage of 50%, actually.
Presently, the way that it's written for accessory buildings is you're restricted to total accessory buildings, total, not one, total at 1,076 square feet, or total, the maximum, not and or, but a maximum of 10% your lot area. But there are a lot of residential properties throughout town that are quite a bit larger than what the 10% would allow. And so we're constantly seeing minor variances. So I'm talking about the total of accessory buildings, not one at 1,076, and the same thing.
What I'm getting at is lot coverage. It doesn't make lot coverage isn't an issue.
10%.
On an accessory building. But I'm saying if I've got a 4,000 square foot home on that same piece of property, I can go up, I'd be up to 50% lot coverage. You know what I'm saying?
Each zone has a maximum, sorry, Mr. Mayor, each zone has a maximum allowance for lot coverage, and that would take in your home, that would take in your accessory buildings. A lot of them are 30%. That's quite common. 35 in some residential zones, the R1A is 35. Some are 30. So that's going to take in your accessory building, your home, and it's some other instances.
So there's another guiding bylaw.
Correct.
Guiding
that's in each residential zone as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Councilor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation.
Second by Councilor Milaj. Questions? Councilor Clutcher?
So are we dealing just with the housekeeping bylaw 2016-32 right now and just that one? We're not dealing with proposed kennels?
That is correct.
Okay.
Councilor Fry?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Rebecca. Rebecca, with the Mr. and Mrs. Fernandez being here, I'm curious, under the housekeeping bylaw, can we put in a provision under the boarding, I know that's coming up next, but to allow them under a housekeeping amendment to allow them to open their business with a setback that will satisfy their needs with their auxiliary building? So do we have to do it with the next item on the agenda, or can we add it to this portion and bring it back for a bylaw change? So how can we do that? I want to make sure that it gets done proper, but a housekeeping bylaw being presented tonight, if that was added, that would save them from going through the minor variants and everything else that would be you're looking at doing for many other things. So.
Mr. Mayor, the next item that I'm just going to provide a summary of as well is also being considered as a housekeeping amendment as well. So it's not a site-specific application that they brought forward. So I will be speaking to a housekeeping amendment in it as well.
Okay, any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to the next item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The second item for Council's consideration tonight is another housekeeping amendment initiated to review the existing zoning provisions relating to boarding kennels. In And if council will just bear with me for a second, I'm just gonna scroll to this next item.
So while you're doing it, so
if, through you, Mr. Mayor, if anybody would like to speak on it, if it's tonight?
Mr. Mayor, yes, this is a public meeting to consider this housekeeping amendment as well. I'll just summarize the purpose of the recommended amendment, and it is a public meeting under the Planning Act. At the council meeting on February 22nd, a motion was passed that administration be directed to review the zoning bylaw as it addresses setbacks for boarding kennels. The town's planning division has researched the regulations regarding boarding kennels for municipalities in Essex County, as well as other municipalities across the province. Currently, the town's requirement for boarding kennels includes a 2,000-foot setback from a residence not on the property where the kennel is proposed. Boarding kennels are permitted in the agricultural zone under the special provisions specifically. The research on this matter has revealed a significant variation in setbacks for boarding kennels found locally and provincially. As a component of the considerations presented to council, it is recommended that the amendment to the bylaw be measured from the kennel to the property line, as opposed to the neighboring residential dwellings. The measurement of the setback to the property line will provide a more predictable, consistent approach for the implementation of the bylaw regulations. Another proposed provision to the bylaw, taken from the Town of LaSalle zoning bylaw, is the requirement for the owner of the kennel to reside within the main dwelling on the property, so that the dogs can be properly cared for and any nuisances managed. This requirement was found to be a common provision in several kennel bylaws and zoning bylaws. The Windsor Essex Humane Society was contacted to request advice regarding recommended setbacks for boarding kennels. Ms. Coulter, the executive director, referenced the guidelines of the Canadian Kennel Club, which rely on a code of practice for Canadian kennel operations from the Veterinarians Medical Association. This guideline was reviewed, and it was noted that no setback was contained within this document. The housing and accommodation section of the guideline states, a separate kennel facility will require sufficient land to accommodate the building and outside exercise runs. For this, proximity to neighbors must be considered, as dogs can be vocal and cause unwelcome disturbances, especially at feeding times. An investigation of zoning restrictions, bylaws, building codes, and standards will provide valuable insight into the requirements for a kennel operation. Many municipalities utilize provisions in the Municipal Act to regulate dog kennels by creating a kennel licensing bylaw to more specifically regulate how and where various forms of dog kennels can be permitted and how they will specifically operate. Another alternative for council's consideration, which could be beneficial, which would be to direct that boarding kennels be regulated by site plan control under Section 41 of the Planning Act. Site plan control could address each boarding kennel request based on its unique circumstances, such as the proposed size of the operation and proximity to neighbors. This process would regulate the location and configuration of the building and run areas, as well as storage of any waste. The recommendations contained within this report will assist with protecting public health and safety and nuisance for the residents within the town. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper and circulated to required agencies and municipal departments. One resident has attended the planning department to discuss the proposed changes to the bylaw. He was advised that he should send a letter or attend the public meeting to provide his comments. The individual that requested council's reconsideration of the boarding kennel regulations was contacted to advise that this matter would be going to public meeting this evening. Mr. and Mrs. Fernandez were also provided with a copy of the planning report. The Essex Region Conservation Authority has reviewed the housekeeping amendment and has no objections. In conclusion, a setback reduction from 600 meters, which is 2,000 feet, to 100 meters, which is 328 feet, has been recommended for council's consideration. Due to the potential conflict of boarding kennels with neighboring residential uses, due to noise in particular, this setback is proposed to be a reasonable reduction. Dependent on the comments received at this public meeting and review of the information provided, council could alternatively select another setback and direct administration to bring an amendment back to a later meeting.
Okay, I will give Mr. and Mrs. Fernandez an opportunity to speak.
Good afternoon, your worship and members of council. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to address you. And I'm going to try to keep this a little brief. I reviewed the report that Ms. Bellinger prepared. I understand the concerns. I mean, you know, dogs and noise and these other things that Ms. Bellinger has raised. And I note that really the setbacks that she's provided, they're all over the map. I mean, and one thing that I want to impress on, you know, on our town as a town, we can't start putting in regulations that'll in essence stymie growth, or that'll make people have to come to city council and ask for variances for each and everything that they want to do from a zoning bylaw. I mean, you know, let's put this into perspective. These are dogs. We're not asking to put a nuclear reactor on a piece of land. You know, we're not going to be launching rockets off of this place. They're dogs, you know. Dogs are going to bark, granted, they're going to make some noise. But if you look at this proposal that Mrs. Bellinger has put forth, you can have a 10-acre piece of land, and you can't put a dog kennel anywhere on that 10-acre piece of land, because according to this proposed bylaw, it doesn't meet the bylaw. So then what happens is people like us, who live out in the fourth concession, have to come here to city council and request a variance. And there'll be variance request after variance request. Several people that are already out there that have kennels that won't be conforming. You know, okay, maybe there's going to be something that says that they're non-conforming historic uses. But where does that leave the rest of us that want to promote, you know, promote a business in the town of Amherstburg and do some growth? I think that we have to have bylaws that are reasonable and regulations that are reasonable that can allow, you know, not just us, but people moving forward, if they want to do something like this, to help towards the growth of our town, to do it. You know, what we're recommending is a 95-foot setback, which we think is reasonable. I mean, you know, anybody 95 feet away, if they're 95 feet or 200 feet or 300 feet, the noise is going to be the same. I mean, you want to keep the people away for some obvious reasons, but you don't want to do it in a way that just completely shuts everybody down. And that's what this will do. Anybody with a parcel of land less than 10 acres can't do what we'd like to do with our parcel land. And if you look at the city of Burlington, okay, I don't know if you guys have been to Burlington lately, it's just a booming city. I mean, the city's growing in leaps and bounds, and their bylaws are reasonable. I mean, you know, so we have to consider all these things, I think, before a final vote can be made, so that we're not, you know, in essence, tying everybody's hands from wanting to do business here. And that's the signal that we want to send to people, that there's, you know, bylaws that are reasonable, that can be reasonably met, that can allow people to bring their businesses into Amherstburg. And this proposed bylaw just, it doesn't cut it. I mean, it'll make it very difficult. You know, depending on the parcel of land that you have, if you, you know, you need a parcel of land to meet this bylaw that's 650 feet plus, you know, across the side of it in order to put a kennel on. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's far too much, and it just, you know, it does what we don't want to do. It stops growth and business in Amherstburg, and it sends the wrong message, and it'll stop us. And sure, we can come back and we can ask for a variance, but I mean, you know, how many hoops do people have to jump through to be able to do something as simple as housing dogs? And I just want you guys to think about that when you go to vote on this. Thank you.
Questions? Councilor Pooja?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Mr. Fernandez. And thank you, Mr. Fernandez, for your statements. But as a councilor,
yeah,
I get a lot of complaints about dogs poaching. And if we allowed a kennel to be less than the 100 meters or the 328 feet that our planner is recommending, tell you how many more complaints we could probably get. Now, I know what your intent is, but we advertised for this for a setback going from 2,000 feet to 100 meters, to 328 feet. If we had advertised that the housekeeping was going to change down to 97 feet, this room might have been full. So it would not be in our best interest tonight to pass what you're recommending, because it would be unfair to our residents, because they would think that we duped them.
I understand that.
We misled them, because that's what we advertised before. And tonight, I don't see any other objectors, probably based on the fact that our planner is recommending 328 feet.
Did the advertisement take into consideration a setback distance? I don't know that it did. I didn't see it that closely. Was that in the ad?
And while you're answering that, I'm just curious. I don't recall reading anything about the minimum 10,000 square feet. I thought it was simply just a setback requirement.
Mr. Mayor, I did. The direction of council was to come back with a reduction in boarding kennel setbacks from 2,000. Mm-hmm. However, I did take a look, and there were other good provisions of maximum size of kennels, that a kennel shouldn't be located within 100 meters of a school or a recreation site. There were some other good considerations to bring forward for council's consideration relating to boarding kennels as well. The maximum size of the kennel was one, and also the fact that the owner should reside in the dwelling on the property, I thought was something important for council's consideration too. Yeah, I'm just gonna scroll to the public notice so you can take a look at that. So the notice at the time when it was published identified consideration for a reduction in 2,000 feet from the adjacent dwelling. Also that the town was considering additional provisions and clarifications regarding siting of a kennel. So that's how the notice was stated at the time, but certainly not the 100 meters at that point or the specific recommended outcome. We were opening it up for the public meeting at that point. So there was no commitment on what the required setback should be then.
Just real quick, one other thing. I think, you know, we have to put this into perspective. In the town of Amherstburg, you know, if we go 95 feet or 100 feet as a setback, that means that you have to have a lot that's a minimum 210 by 210 to have a 10 square foot kennel. I don't know of any such lot in Amherstburg, or if there is, there's not very many of those. I mean, I think the idea is to keep this stuff, you know, probably the most concern would be people in the center of town, to keep this stuff out of town. I mean, most lots in town, 60, 70, 80 feet frontage. I don't think that this would really have a big effect on the folks in town. I mean, in order to have a lot big enough to size this, you got to be out in the country pretty much, you know, unless you put it in the middle of a no-frills parking lot, which I don't think that's going to happen. But there's just not, you know, the space isn't in.
Councilor Levine?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. Two questions. I see on your Leamington, they advised you that Amherstburg may not want to take setback into consideration. What does that mean? That
When we consulted with the planners of each of the municipalities, we asked why they had the setback they did and were they comfortable with it. Leamington setback is presently 60 meters, 196 feet from an adjacent dwelling. They recommended that we don't necessarily utilize that setback. They're about to review it. They're having issues with complaints, so they don't recommend 60 meters or 196 feet from an adjacent residence, the planner.
Okay, and secondly, the current bylaw is 2,000 feet. How do we have any kennels in Amherstburg right now? There's no, I know of all the kennels in town, not a single one of them has over that much frontage. So how are they all in existence currently?
Mr. Mayor, what I know since I've been here is I heard that 2,000 feet was put in place a very long time ago, something about barking dog guidelines a really long time ago. I don't know that the kennels predate when the 2,000 feet was put in place. I know we can look back to our bylaw of 1999 and that's in there at that point. The 2,000 feet was in there then. So I don't know if the kennels predate or what, they don't necessarily, but I don't know. I can't tell you. I know whenever we give zoning advice at this point, people certainly have understood over the past 4 years that that's the requirement presently in the bylaw.
Okay, because I do know of two that have been within the last 10 years that are on lots that are much smaller, would never allow this to happen. So I'm wondering if they came in here for some special variance. What happened that this bylaw wasn't even considered in the past, number one. Number two, I tend to agree with the Fernandez's. I mean, yeah, barking dogs are a complaint, so is grass, weeds, all kinds of stuff that we just can't control. And if realistically, every house in Amherstburg could have a dog. And well, I understand it might be a kennel, but we're talking about an indoor kennel in the county. You're talking about the same, do we have these same provisions for farms, like livestock, cows, pigs, horses, all that kind of stuff? Like, how would that, because they're all animals in the end, right? And I mean, how are we, I guess I'm concerned because that is a really large lot. When you're talking 300 feet on each side of this thing, you're talking 1,000 foot of frontage. We might just get our entire town out of the kennel business altogether if this were to go through, because it would be impossible to meet these these guidelines. As far as I can see, I don't know of any 1,000 foot frontage lots in Amherstburg. I don't think there is any. So how would anybody come about and put a kennel or a business like this in town if this was put in place? Other than what Mr. Fernandez suggested, that the bylaws semantics, and you got to just keep coming for every time for a review or an amendment.
You'll note that the 100 meters recommended is certainly on the low end of all of the zoning bylaw regulations for boarding kennels. So it certainly is not uncommon that this is a concern, and that the other municipalities regulate to even a higher level. If this council chooses to, you know, you can put in place whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
I'm providing the research.
I don't want to stop you there, but I mean, Essex is 60 meters. Leamington is 60 meters. Burlington is 60 meters. 30 meters. Oxford is 90 meters. So it's not that it's uncommon. It seems like it's pretty common to go that low. And I mean, I can see that because, again, if I'm buying a farm piece of property in the county and I want to put a small kennel up there, it's almost impossible. And some of these municipalities, and some it is, but I'm just concerned this is, again, going to put some of our existing businesses in a bit of a conundrum, because I know that even the town's own contracted animal control officer's facility would not meet these requirements. So what happens then if this gets passed?
Two things, Mr. Mayor. The town's animal control officer, his barn with the kennel is 300 feet from the closest neighboring residence. So just to give you an idea.
No, it's not.
No.
I scaled it off today.
I have it right here. It's not. And I go there for training. He has a neighbor directly right next door with it's less than 300 feet. The dogs are boarded and housed.
Right next door was listed as his residence. There's a barn, then the residence, that's under his name, and then the closest residence is 300 feet away. That's what it says on the area, assessment information. And so it's 300 feet away is the closest, but that's what I scaled off under ownership today. But again, these setbacks are put forward. It's not only about barking, it's about adequate room for the dogs, it's about having runs, it's about storage of excrement. So there's not only the issue of barking, it's about managing this type of activity. But this is put forward for council's consideration. Certainly, you know, this was the research that we came up with. So,
Councilor Malash?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess from my own experience, I know I've got a couple of big labs that are, you know, two doors down or 150 feet away, and yeah, I hear them sometimes at night barking, and I do have a concern, much as I said, we get some complaints. I'm not opposed to the dog kennel, but I'm sure is that if we, as we start to shrink the setbacks, the exponentially the complaints will increase. It's a concern that we have. Councilor Ving is right in the sense is that, you know what, we have, you know, dairy cattle that make noise, we have forest farms that make noise, we have different types of noises, but it's out there. So something we have to, I guess, decide amongst ourselves here, what we really are comfortable with here. Thank you.
Councilor Frey?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think moving forward, I don't want to stymie any business, and also I don't want neighbors calling all the councilors saying, you know, we have barking dogs. But that being said, you can get two dogs that can make as much noise as 20 on a property. We used to, in Lake Erie Country Club, raise and breed dogs back then. Yeah, there's noise that come from it, but usually it was only at feeding time if that was the case. And I think moving forward, the Fernandez's case, I think if you go by the property, it's very huge. They already have horses. There's already animals there that probably make lots of noise that if the neighbors were that concerned, they would have been here knowing what's going to be happening. And, I think moving, I'd rather see us put in a business rather than not. I don't want to be sitting here saying, well, if you have 300 feet, then it's okay. If the wind's blowing this way, you're going to hear the dogs 2 miles down the road, not just 100 feet away. So, I think the concern that's being addressed here is more, let's do a housekeeping bylaw, let's amend this so it comes back to us at the 30 meters or 100, less than 100 feet, so it allows the Fernandez to move forward with this. And then, if there are complaints, we'll deal with them at the time.
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. Just a comment. Rebecca, at 100 meters, how did you determine that to be a good measurement for this?
Mr. Mayor, I collected the information from all of the municipalities, certainly in Essex County, and then from wherever we could find setbacks in the rest of the province. And the 100 meters is on the low end. And I did speak to Town of LaSalle extensively. Their bylaws at 120 meters to the adjacent dwelling, which is kind of on the low end, you'll see, of the setbacks before you on the screen. So somewhat on the low end, but certainly trying to keep with maybe the newest ideas. And instead of going with 120 to the adjacent dwelling, we're recommending 100 meters to the property line so that it's easier to enforce and regulate. People have a bit of a tough time with to the adjacent dwelling, so that's why we recommended a reduction to accommodate keeping it just to the property line.
Just a comment. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Further to that, say we did pass 108, these people would be able to appeal to another committee to get a change and to work on a change if they do.
That's correct. Currently, our setback is 2,000 feet. So alternatively, they would have been applying for a reduction in setback through zoning bylaw amendment from 2,000 feet to 95 feet. That certainly is a very substantial amount of relief that they would be seeking. So council can put in place certainly whatever setback you're comfortable with, and they would have the opportunity to apply for a zoning bylaw amendment or a minor variance from the bylaw if they like, or they can put their barn farther back on their property too as another alternative.
May I just address
that? Sure, Mr. Fernandez.
Thank you, Your Worship, and to council. Let's be practical here. Everybody knows there's several kennels in the town of Amherstburg as it is. None of them are conforming, not one. We don't see complaints, or else they'd all be shut down. That's the practical reality of this. It's dogs. Yeah, we can move a building. Yeah, we can ask for a variance. We can do a whole bunch of things that are gonna cost us a whole lot of money. To open a business in Amherstburg, to probably pay more taxes. Let's put this into perspective. They're barking dogs. We're not launching rockets here. It's dogs on lots that have to be over 200 feet. If the wind's blowing the other direction, you're gonna hear the dogs. I can hear the whistle on the train that goes by in Wayne County, Michigan at my house if the wind's blowing my way. You're not gonna stop the noise. And the fact of the matter is that nobody's complaining about it, and they're there. They're all non-conforming, but they're there. So now what are we gonna do? We're gonna say that all these non-conforming are all of a sudden blessed with a wand, and they're conforming, and the rest of you guys that wanna do the same thing, you're left to spend thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. That makes no sense. And so I just want everybody to consider the practicality behind all of this before you vote. Thank you.
Councilor Fuchs?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For you to Rebecca. Rebecca, a comment was just made regarding if the neighbors had any problems, they would be here tonight. Were the neighbors served notice that council was planning on changing the proposed housekeeping zoning bylaw?
No. Neighbors were not contacted because this is not a site-specific amendment. And so neighbors wouldn't know to come to this meeting. This is a housekeeping amendment. I don't know who looks at housekeeping amendments because they're general and they're town-wide. So no specific neighbors were contacted, no.
And if we agree to the housekeeping amendment as you request, Fernandez still have the opportunity to go before committee of adjustment or to come before council and ask for a minor variance and a zoning bylaw amendment, right? Because we do want them to succeed at their business.
Mr. Mayor, those are the two alternatives. If council chooses to put in place the 100 meters, there's no reason why Mr. and Mrs. Fernandez couldn't apply for either a minor variance for a bit of further relief for their site-specific situation or a zoning bylaw amendment. But those would be their alternatives, yes.
Councilor Pryor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The one other comment I wanted to make is 95 feet that you know we're looking at, or the 300 and something feet that 100 meters equates to. If it's in the town of Amherstburg, like there's not many lots that are going to service that. If you're in the county or in the concession roads, originally those were farming areas. Those were areas that have large parcels of land that allow people to have such things as this out there. Right now in the fourth concession south, there is one there. There is one existing that we use. I would be under the, you know, I would be comfortable with making a motion too right now to receive the report and to direct administration to bring back a supplement report and a bylaw at a future meeting allowing the 95 foot setback.
Is there a second? Councilor Levine? Okay, that brings me to.
Can I get a recorder vote too?
Sure. Seeing as I go to the mover or seconder, Councilor Levine.
Thank you. I second it because I support it again. Talking about businesses here in town, and Essex is doing it, and Burlington's doing it, and Bloomington's doing it. So I don't understand why we can't. If I could, through you to Nicole, what's the largest complaint we have in town bylaw-wise?
Would be weeds.
Okay, so if that's the direction we want to go, worrying about complaints and dealing with them, we should probably, after this meeting, ban people from having grass in Amherstburg. Because it's the number one complaint. And if you can put grass right next to my house and let it grow too long, I'm going to be calling and complaining about it. That's what I'm equating this to, because I had a dog in my neighborhood 6 feet from my setback line in my dog park, and we dealt with it as the issues came up. But I think using possible noise complaints that haven't materialized or may never materialize isn't really a legitimate reason to stymie growth. And I agree, yeah, they can come for minor variances and come to more committee meetings and jump through some more hoops, but we're trying to send a message here. We're open for business. We want some more businesses. We want more people here. And again, I just think this is not There's no lots in this town that are 700 feet wide that would permit this to happen. So what's the point of putting this bylaw in place if everyone that is going to even look at it has to come anyways for minor variance? Nobody will meet it in this town at this point, as far as I'm concerned. If it's 300 feet from the lot line, you need 600 feet, right, of frontage pretty much. So there's no lots. That would not happen. So we're going to have these as minor variances every single time, in my opinion. So I would be more comfortable with what the motion is, moving it down a little bit. And if we have to deal with it after the fact, we will deal with it after the fact. But I don't see a huge influx of kennels coming to Amherstburg simply because we're lowering it down. I mean, Essex has had 60 meters for how long? And I don't think they have more than three kennels there. And the kennels in Amherstburg are doing pretty well, and I commend them for bringing this type of business to town. And I know what they're doing. It's not going to be a noise factory. It's an indoor closed setting. So I hope everyone will just consider that when they vote.
Councilor Melosh is next.
My question, I do have a question. To Mr. Fernandez, what's the front of your property?
Now the property.
Because I think I know what your issue is. The building on it is offset on the property, which makes you offside to the regulations.
No. The problem is. Hold on. Okay. So at the front, so on the fourth concession, our lot's very awkward. I mean, our lot, our farm, it's very awkwardly shaped. It kind of goes in a V and in an L. It's all over the place. But at the front, it's 109 feet. Then it opens back, but there's a drastic open. I mean, obviously, on 100 and, you know, on 24 acres. So this is our property here. You guys can see that, okay? This is a track where horses have been racing from before I was a kid, okay? This little barn here, I don't know if you guys can see it. This barn is the barn that we'd like to use for the county. Yeah, we have lots of barns, and we can build other barns, but there's a huge expense to that. And this is the neighbor's house over here in the trees, okay? From our barn to the lot line, it's just over 100 feet. So if this proposed bylaw were to pass, I mean, we'd have to come either for a variance and then, you know, hope that a variance would be granted and put our business off for a while. And if not, you know, pony up $200,000 to start building a facility out here, you know, in the middle of Green Acres someplace, which doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, you know, we're on the fourth concession. So, you know, I think we have to take all that into consideration. If the town of Amherstburg is open for business, then let's be open for business and, you know, let us do business. Something that's very reasonable. I mean, there's no, you know, it's not like we're making pollutants or anything like that. These are just dogs and a kennel. It's going to be an enclosed kennel. And that's all. And, you know, hopefully other businesses will be attracted to the town of Amherstburg. Look, when I was a kid, I grew up on Bertrand Avenue, across the street from Mesquite. And if you want to talk about noise, there were presses pressing 24 hours a day, right? And there was some noise there, and you got used to it. I mean, you know, I lived there 20 years, and there was 500 people that drew checks out of there. We could only wish that we'd have that kind of noise in Amherstburg again. You know, so let's not stymie growth. There's noise in everything we do. The wind blows, the leaves blow, causes noise. The planes come over top of us from Wayne County Airport, you know, it causes noise. We, as a reasonable society, have to be able to tolerate some noise in order for us to have the things in society that we need. So, hopefully that answered your question, Mr. Moore.
Thank you. Councilor Pluja?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think they understand that what I'm trying to do as a person that's had 11 years experience and one phone call after another with barking dog complaints, trying to be fair to everyone. And if we pass this bylaw with only less than 100 feet, what we're trying to do is prevent kennels from being set up in Point West, on Lowside Road, on in Knob Hill. We're trying to make sure that the kennels are set up in the proper location so they won't disturb people. the Fernandez have a great idea. I support their idea 100%. And they have the opportunity to go a different route so that we can keep everybody happy. We can keep the residents that live close to each other happy with the 300 meter or the 100 meter setback with the 328 feet. And that will stop them from putting a kennel in very close proximity to other homes. And the Fernandes have the right to come before us or the Committee of Adjustment and ask for a zoning bylaw amendment or a minor variance. So this proposed housekeeping zoning bylaw, in my opinion, is a win-win situation for everyone. If we go the other route, I can tell you it is not pleasant getting complaints, and it's not pleasant to listen to dogs bark all hours of the day and all hours of the night. So that's why I'm asking that, and I'm going to support this proposed bylaw amended as it is right now.
Just to be clear, the motion is to bring the bylaw back, not to pass the bylaw this evening.
With a setback from the property line of 95 feet.
Absolutely. And at that time, then it would have to be advertised and
yes.
Perhaps debated again. But I just want to make sure everybody was clear that we are not passing
just
a bylaw for
just
that.
Just for clarification,
yeah.
I can't vote the way it is right
mm-hmm.
now.
Deputy Mayor, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment on the work that's been done. By our planner, I mean, she's done some in-depth work, she's made a lot of calls, and it seems like 100 meters is a good starting point until we can really get a grip on the impact that these distances are going to have. And I favor right now more of 100 meter and work from there.
Okay, I'm going to take one more because I think we're just going round and round. Gaston Malage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rebecca, is there a zoning requirement to establish a kennel? Can a kennel be established on a property that's zoned residential?
No, Mr. Mayor, this provision only applies to the agricultural zone, not residential.
Okay.
So kennels are only permitted in agricultural areas. And kennels are intended to house more than three dogs, and there is no limit in the bylaw. More than three, up to
and
not defined.
And Mr. Fernandez, or the Fernandez, their property is zoned agriculture.
That's correct, yes.
Thank you.
Is it just a clarification?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, clarification, do we have any agricultural areas within the town, within small areas within the town limits that are close to homes?
Our most larger properties are rural residential, the R1A zone, most of them. Front Road North, we would have some agricultural zone, so some mix, certainly Front Road North and South. So in some cases, there would be a mix of residential and with the agricultural. So that's the answer.
Okay, call the vote. Maybe you could clarify.
The motion on the floor is of the report from the Manager of Planning Services dated March 24, 2016 regarding the proposed housekeeping bylaw, zoning bylaw amendment for provisions relating to the boarding kennels we received. And administration be directed to bring back a supplementary report and bylaw allowing a 95-foot setback from the property line to a future council meeting. Deputy Mayor DeQuasquale. Councilor Fryer.
Support.
Councilor Levine.
Support.
Councilor Malosh.
Support.
Councilor Pugin.
Opposed.
Mayor DiCarlo.
Opposed.
Motion carries.
end of the meeting. A motion to adjourn. Councilor Pryor, Councilor Levine, all those in favor? Carried.